welcome to our USF Dons podcast on Dons TV audio podcast, a weekend review for the week of from February. It will be February the It will be the weekend review. We'll recap the weekend series. USF Dons completing a series sweep over Cal State Bakersfield. They won 2-0 last Friday, 3-2 on Saturday, and then they put a wallop, scoring 12-1 route on Sunday. And then in the midweek game, they end up losing to the 11th-ranked Stanford Cardinals Wednesday afternoon down on the farm. Dons at one point had a 3-2 lead, but then Stanford exploded for three runs, and Brandon Wolf, including a big three-run home run that put the Cardinal up for good. They added two more runs in that frame, six unanswered runs, and as the Dons fell to the 11th-ranked Stanford Cardinal last score of 8-3. So let's recap of the weekend series against the recap that weekend series against the Roadrunners.
Oh yeah, Brian, sure. You know, I thought we pitched very well for the weekend series. We got good starts from all three starters. They went deep into the game, into the fifth, sixth inning. Ornito was great again, not giving up an earned run. And then, you know, Scotty Parker did his thing and then really helped us on that, on the second game on Saturday. We swung the bats adequate enough to score enough runs to beat them. And then, you know, we finally got the bats rolling on Sunday when we kind of broke loose in the sixth, seventh, and eighth to score a good amount of runs and then put 12 up on the board. And then, you know, we turned around on Tuesday and had a chance to score three in the first and couldn't put the ball in play. And then we had a chance to go up 4-2 in the fifth inning, and we couldn't move a runner, couldn't score him. You know, we left seven or eight guys on base, couldn't get a big hit to push us over the top, and then we just didn't pitch well enough. We gave up six.
Joey Steele gave that one right up to the elevated too much in that zone, and Wolf ended up made him pay for it.
Wolf had a good day, you know, two home runs, four RBIs. We couldn't stop him. We just couldn't make pitches to him. And then, you know, they had a couple other guys. Stowers had a big day with a three-hit day. Maverick Hanley had a big day with two hits and some good at-bats. You know, we just one bad inning, we give up six. And, you know, that usually costs you the game down there. Their pitching is just good enough. But, you know, they obviously, that's their 23rd consecutive win midweek for them. So they've been playing pretty good midweek.
Oh, my, that's crazy. But, well, that's crazy because I don't keep it up with those stats. But the good news is you get another crack at them coming up in about 6 weeks' time when the two teams will reconvene on April the 9th when the Cardinal will come up to up here to play the Dons on the Hilltop. So another chance on a later date in about eight weeks' time. So with that done, let's preview the Kansas State Cougars from the Big 12 Conference. Of course, in case a lot of you guys didn't know, that game has been switched. It's been switched to be originally, that will be now be switched to be at Fort Worth, Texas, in the Dallas Fort Worth area, in the Dallas Metroplex, due to inclement weather that is going to, some snow is going to be in the forecast this weekend in Manhattan, Kansas. So, and throughout the entire state of Kansas and all the way through Kansas City, Missouri. So what's a preview of the Cougars?
Wildcats.
Wildcats. Right, Wildcats. Correction, Wildcats.
They've played pretty good. They played in San Diego last weekend, and they played pretty strong at times. They beat Utah And then, you know, the San Diego State beat them 10-7, who's played pretty well. And, you know, obviously when you look at it, they got a new coach and they're kind of fired up. And so, you know, we played them late last year at our place and we had some success. And now they have, you know, they got a few new arms in there. So I think it's going to be a good matchup for us. Wonderful stadium here in Fort Worth at TCU, Lupton Field, which is wonderful. You know, I don't know what kind of crowd we're going to get. We're going to go a doubleheader tomorrow due to rain on Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll try to play Saturday's game at 3 o'clock to get the series in. But,
and what time?
You know,
go ahead. Yeah, what time the game's going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow's a doubleheader, 3 and 6.
Okay, 3 o'clock, that's 3 o'clock Central Time. That will be 1 o'clock Pacific our time.
Yes.
Okay, and then the second game will be at 6, will be at 4 o'clock, the second game, and then 3 o'clock on or 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I just want to, yeah, it's kind of been confusing lately because of the bad weather. If it's not in Manhattan, Kansas, it's in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, we've just been, everybody's getting their dose of winter weather, including here in the Bay Area with all the rain we have had in quite some time. So, you know, it is what it is. And it's the first time that the Dons are back in at Fort Worth in 6 years. The last time they were there, they took a series against TCU for a weekend set down there in Dallas.
Yeah, we played pretty well last time we were here, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Okay, and what will be the key for this weekend series? Try to get the offense going.
Yeah, we got to be a little more consistent offensively. We got to execute, got to get a couple guys going. You know, we're going to need more than two or three hitters. Riley Helen, you know, just needs to settle in and do what he's capable of. John Allen, you know, he's put together 10 RBIs early in the season, so hopefully we can get some production from him. And then Tyler Villaroman, if he jumps in that lineup and he's healthy, we could use his speed and explosiveness. And somebody else has got to get it going. You know, maybe that's Rob Emery. Jack Winkler's been wonderful all year for us. But maybe that's Jacob Westerman. Maybe that's Jake Munoz. But one of those guys needs to get it going for us tomorrow.
Okay, and how about the atmosphere there? Any checked out any barbecue places since you guys arrived there yet?
Oh, we had wonderful barbecue today, Brian. You would have loved it. We went to Heart Eight.
Woo-hoo!
We had some brisket and some pulled pork and some, we had some shrimp wraps and we had corn and we had, it was fabulous. We had some cobbler.
Peach cobbler, right?
You would have loved it.
That's mother, Vicky Souls Davis's special. That's my mom's name, of course. Nice. And then
you would have loved it, Brian.
Well, the last time you guys were there, Nick Serbo ended up picking up the tab for the team some 6 years ago.
Yeah, at Bills, Wild Bills, Nick picked it up. So fond memories of that.
And then I think, and one more thing before before tonight, as we're doing this taping, a lot of people didn't know for our audience, Scott Sidwell is going to be leaving USF. He's going to be going to be part of the board at Penn State in Happy Valley. What are your thoughts on Sidwell? He's been really instrumental in this program, in this institution, in his 8 full seasons there. Of course, he came in right into the fray some 8 years ago when the team around that same week when the Dons won that memorable West Coast Conference Championship on the last day of the season. I think it was that last week when he first became the new AD, came in right into the fray of the fire when the team won the West Coast Conference, got the IMAG outright bid. And at that time when he took over, two players on that team who was a key was both Matt Heiserman and Elliot Waterman. Your thoughts of Scott Sidwell and what he's done with the program overall with athletics?
Well, you know, obviously we're sad to see Scott go. He's done wonderful things. He's built, you know, the baseball stadium. He supported us unbelievable and helped us be successful as much as we can. And, you know, we'll be sad to see him go. You know, thank him for all his hard work, and hopefully we can continue to build on what we started.
I think so, too. Like the old saying by Giants great skipper Roger Craig, the Hum Baby skipper, of course, he was the pitching coach of the Tigers when they won the World Series back in 84. He had that Hum Baby philosophy: when one leader leaves, another resurfaces.
That's true. Remember, man, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach, and go get him.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you next week. That's Nino Giratano, USF Dons baseball coming up. It's a doubleheader on Friday. It's going to be a doubleheader because of potential weather inclements. Not only hitting, it's already hitting in Manhattan, Kansas. The game had been switched to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area in the Dallas-Fort Worth area due to inclement weather, and the weather's going to be bad on Sunday. So it's going to be a doubleheader on Friday, games 1 and 2. And it's going to be at 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock our time. The second game will be at 6 o'clock Pacific Central time. That would be 4 o'clock our time. That's for game 2. Then the third game will be at 1 o'clock on Sunday, or 1 o'clock or 11 a.m. on Saturday. And you can catch the games on the Wildcats Network, usfdons.com/Wildcats. KASM, that is the Wildcats flagship station of Kansas State Wildcats baseball. Reminder for all the late, and the USF Dons will be back in action after this. They'll be traveling down. We'll give you the audio cast of the Dons taking on the San Jose State Spartans next Tuesday night at Municipal Stadium down in San Jose, home of the San Jose State Giants. And the first pitch will be at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time with our pregame show starting around, we'll have our video, Don TV video pregame presser. That will be, we're looking around 5, we'll air that piece around 5:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as always, for the latest Don's and sports scores and news on Don's athletics and Don's baseball, go to usfdons.com. That's usfdons.com. And to purchase future game tickets for Dons baseball, call the USF Dons ticket box office at 415-422-2USF. That's 415-422-2USF. As always, visit the website at usfdons.com. That's it for the USF Dons Week in Review for the week of Friday, February 23rd through Thursday or Wednesday, February 27th, 2019. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis for USF Dons Baseball Weekend Review and Preview with Coach Nino Giratano. This podcast is presented by Dons TV and its association with ASN Bay Area, the network home of champions.